Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today we are reflecting on the readings for the second Sunday of Lent, year A. First reading taken from the book of Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 33. Second reading taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 to 10. Gospel reading taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 17 verses 1 to 9. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He offers a transfigured life. The men of the law and the major and minor prophets have all disappeared. Our attention is now focused on our Lord Jesus, the beloved Son of God amongst us, who leads those prepared to embrace a new and greater life on earth and in heaven. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord has placed before us an opportunity to reflect on the blessings of the good news, to change our identities, to alter our hopeless feelings, and to experience a life-changing moment. And so, like Abraham, let us prepare ourselves to let go of those experiences of failure and leave behind everything or anything that makes it impossible to experience our Lord's new and greater exodus. Thus, we must let go of those setbacks, those pains, those worries, those headaches, lost mandates, and ascend the Lord's mountain of glory, where he will make all things new and restore what belongs to God's people. In other words, my brother, my sister, like Abraham and the three disciples of our Lord Jesus, let us follow the new and greater Moses, who reinfuses in us the glory of the Lord and gradually shapes and transforms us into greater images of God. The fact is, my brother, my sister, the transfiguration of humanity into the Lord's divinity is the Lord's gift that we share with Christ Jesus. And that cannot be taken away from us, because what the Lord has given to you will surely be yours in the fullness of time. However, my brother, my sister, now is the time we must listen to the voice of the beloved who enjoys the Lord's favor. That voice will teach us how to overcome the fear caused by those whose powers are short-lived. That voice will instruct us on how to reclaim our original blessings and divine mandates. That voice will also counsel and energize us in the face of suffering, persecution, and pain. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must learn to listen to the Lord's voice in meditation and prayer. Like the apostles who witnessed the glorious transfiguration of our Lord Jesus, let us pray today for the overshadowing of the power of God and the permeation of our hearts with God's splendor and glory. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must not give in to that hopeless and painful loss. We must continue in prayer our conversation with God, upon whom we have placed all our hope. We must share with the Lord our gratitude, offer to him due praise, and share with him our fears and our worries. And so let us lose our lives in order to experience the transformative power of God, and encourage others to do the same, because God loves us and wants us to live a state of glory revealed to us today in Jesus' transfiguration. May the Lord bless us, protect us, and shield us, and grant us the graces necessary to overcome this moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.